I've lost another round. Satan whispers to my troubled mind, just lay your armor down. Where are those you loved and trusted? Look around you, they're all gone. It'd be easy to surrender when you're standing all alone. Then I bowed my head in sadness as I wondered what to do. I've been in God's army for so long, and I've tried to be a soldier true. And then I hear a voice from heaven saying, pilgrim, it is I. Lift your head and take good courage. Turn your eyes toward the sky.
And I see a great band of angels camped all around me. And
quick. I feel this on my heart, and I just want to tell about how God still does things. We've been hearing about the finger of God and how it's okay to go get God. And I had heard all these stories through the years of how the Lord had moved in things for people. And but when it come down to certain things, I hadn't ever had him to do that for me. And here a while back, I had a car. And it was a pretty new car, but something had happened to it. I don't know what was going on, and I took it to the shop, paid $1,000 to have it fixed, and then we went over into Georgia singing and broke down on the way back home with that same car and the same problem. And I took it back, and of course they tried to deny everything, and the parts was under warranty, and I was a girl and by myself. You know, I didn't have nobody to go in there with me, and I guess they figured, you know, they could probably just take advantage of the situation. Well, long story short, it rocked on. And I want you to really notice this part. It rocked on for 21 days. 21 days. They kept my car. They wouldn't give me nothing to drive. They sent it somewhere else and told me that it would be a minimum of $2,500 to have it fixed. And I didn't have that kind of money. And I had done talked to the bank about maybe refinancing or something to be able to pay for it. And I just went as far as I could go with it. I didn't know what else to do. I'd climbed the ladder at the dealership place, and I even went and talked to a lawyer. I said, is it right for them to be able to do this? You know, I ain't wanting to sue for no money or nothing. I just want to see about getting my car fixed. That's all I'm wanting. Right. Talked to three different lawyers. One of them wouldn't call me back. The other two just told me, Amber, I'm sorry. We don't know what to tell you. You're in a mess here. 21 days, and one day I work at a funeral home, and one day I didn't know what else to do, and I went back in the parlor, and I shut the door, got down on my knees there, and I began to tell the Lord. I said, I don't know if it's okay for me to ask you about things like this. I said, but if it's all right, I said, I sure would like for you to move in this for me. I don't know what else to do. And I'll be honest with you, I went on to praying about something else. There was a man with cancer, and I got to praying about for that man. But I heard the Lord. He spoke to my heart in the funeral home that day, and all he said to me was, it ain't over yet. That's all he said. I didn't know how he was going to move or what he was going to do. But I got up with assurance, knowing it ain't over yet. And I walked back in there, and I talked to a few more people, and I'd done been on the phone with the dealership, and all the guys that I worked with had been hearing all this conversation. They had been telling me, I don't see how you're staying so calm. If it was me, I'd have done this, or I'd have done that. But I felt like it was important for me to walk careful before the Lord in this matter, and I tried to walk soft before him. And a little while later, I talked to the dealership again, and he said, Amber, we've got your car ready. He said, but now the air conditioner ain't working on it. And I said, well, it was when I brought it to you. And he said, well, it's not. And I said, well, is everything else running? He said, yes. I said, well, how much do I owe you where it's at right now? He had said a minimum $2,500. He said, where it's at right now, Amber, is $198.34, whatever it was he said. I said, $198? Is that what you're telling me? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, $198. And he said, yes, ma'am. I said, y'all take a check. I said, I'll be up there to get it in just a little while. And I went up there and I wrote that check for under $200 and paid for my car, drove it home. My uncle looked under the hood. Replaced a fuse. I don't know about cars. He replaced a fuse. The air conditioner worked. Everything was fine on it, and the Lord done just what he said. Different people had been saying, if I was you, I'd do this. If I was you, I'd do this. If it were me, I would do this. But I tell you what worked. I went and got God. I went and got on my knees, and I called on him, and he just let me know the lawyers can't do it. The dealership may not can. This and that, mate, it wasn't nothing but a car. It's all it was, but he said, it ain't over yet. I'm glad that there's some things we don't see him moving in, but we know it ain't over yet. There's still a God in heaven that's seated high on his throne that's still got a big ear tuned in for the cries of his people. And he lets us know from time to time, it ain't over yet. I'm still working, I'm still a moving, and I'm still in this thing. And I just want to thank the Lord that I've got a God. He don't got to tell me every detail. He don't have to let me know it's going to cost $198 in the end. He don't have to let me know. He can just say, it ain't over yet. And I found that He's enough to trust in. He'll do to stand for. He'll do to live for. And I'm glad He'll do to die by. And I thank God that He's on our side. And I appreciate you letting me testify. Thank you, Lord.
Great love is in His great love.
From all times. trust you, Lord. I still trust you, Lord.
I know you're able to guide me through
this old dry.
Don't you breathe.